Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
Give it up right now for The Neighborhood Listen.
Oh, hello.
Oh my goodness.
How wonderful to see you all.
Wonderful. And at home, anybody watching from
Everyone
home?
Watching at home.
We have a lot of people watching from home.
There's 10 times as many people watching from home.
There are literally 10 times as many people, but thank you for being
thank
here
you
in
for
the flesh.
Being here. Oh.
We love you. It's so good to see you.
I don't know if I'm prepared to say that I love them, but I
Burnt, you always take a little more time.
You
only said that to me a week ago.
I know, but I was half asleep, and Joan called me in the middle of the night, and I picked up the phone, and I just said, I love you. I didn't even know I was talking to you.
But
I'm glad I said it.
Yes.
Anyway,
I was too.
We should. We're so glad you're here.
Yes.
But we haven't properly started the episode.
Nope. Not until
we do our famous theme song.
That's right. And so, if you know it, we'd like you to sing along. And at home, feel free to sing along too.
Yes. That's not weird.
No.
All right. Doug, hit it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got neighborhood.
And us burnt.
And roads to kill.
Cover them all and meet new neighbors as well.
Chat about any post you're missing. So just tune in to the neighborhood. Listen. Oh, are you okay?
Wow. Yes, I'm fine.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Oh. That was
Are you winded?
I was singing in public like that. You know, it makes me very nervous. and you know, I've done karaoke, of course, before. The empty orchestra.
Yes, empty orchestra.
And that's a bit different. Everybody's having their drinks, and they're all lubed up. You should be part of the expression.
Oh, wow. Which karaoke bar do you go to, Bert? I have never heard of that one.
Well, do you know the House of the Rising Sun?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You mean the song or the club?
The club.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Where they play nothing but the song.
It seems a little on the nose.
They play nothing but the song, the House of the Rising Sun,
nothing
on the jukebox for the entirety of your time there.
Yes.
Except Wednesday nights they have karaoke.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll go down there and sing some songs.
Good bass. Can you believe he doesn't want to sing publicly?
Well, I need to be blind drunk, and
yes, it helps.
You know, I always my biggest song. What's your karaoke song?
Oh, well, I love any. I love a Celine. I love It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Oh, that video. Thank you. Well, I mean, it's not like I wrote the song, but I'll take the clap. But, you know, it's such a the video. Have you ever seen the video to that song?
No.
It's bananas. I knew what the answer was. Did I really think Burns sits at home and watches Celine Dion videos? I mean, really. Do you know
I do not contain multitudes.
I think that's selling yourself a little short.
No,
I think that's selling yourself short a couple multitudes, Burns.
Can you have two multitudes?
Yeah. I think you got a couple rattling around in there.
All right.
Okay. But the video's insane. Who's seen the video? Anybody? Oh my gosh, I'm so
glad. I saw a hand there.
Please go home, or if you're already home.
Please go home.
Google.
If you've seen the video, please go home.
You see how easily things get taken out of context? That's going to be the headline from tonight. Is there anyone reviewing?
I know if it was Dignity Falls. Okay, I misunderstood.
If it was Dignity Falls, you know who'd be reviewing this show, this beginning of our fifth season.
Mitch McNutt.
Yeah. The one who always wears a turtleneck. He'd review it, and the headline would be, Joe told the audience to go home because he hates me. And that's not what happened here. I said, if you're already home, or go home and Google it, because it's really, it's a fever dream she has. And there's lightning and thunder, and that piano goes, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then it does it. That's right. It's like that. Doug, good job. Give it up for Doug, everybody. Doug, come and say hi. Come and say Doug got so dressed up. He picked a shirt I think he looks so sexy in. And, yes!
There he goes.
Hi, babe. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh. They can hear you. They can hear. Oh, bye. Okay, that was it. He's just.
I think he was going to retrieve the microphone.
Oh, good. Go get the microphone. That's fine. He gets shy, so I understand. Oh, okay.
He's sitting back down. Okay. So,
that's Doug. That's my husband and our engineer. Still, he's got a couple multitudes, too. I'm telling you what.
Oh, no. Doug, I believe, there's a lot going on in there.
There is.
And roiling under the surface. And, you know, as I've gotten to know
roiling
him.
Roiling is the right word.
Yes. And we become real chums.
You have. At the end of the last season, you went out. You had a bender.
We had a full-on bender.
You really did.
That's right. We lost time.
You lost time. You did. And, like, you ended up on a
We gained some time, too.
Oh,
I think the next day we gained some time.
We did get it was daylight savings. So he did win an hour back.
You know what?
From
that
the government.
Is true.
Yes.
So I'm happy for that. Now, we have not sat down to discuss anything, to sort of check in on each other for such a long time. Almost a
I know.
Year.
When we're not doing the show, we really don't talk to each other at all. It's a real separate corners situation, and we just...
I mean, I don't mean for it to be, of course.
No.
We get busy, and we traveled a little. Did you go anywhere for the summer?
Let's see. Where did I go for the summer? I mean, I did spend a lot of time in the apartment, and, you know, because one of my windows will not close all the way, and so I'm afraid of intruders, and even though I'm way up there, I'm almost at the top floor, I do feel like, well, there's animals too, and animals could get in there. So I spent a lot of time being vigilant about that window.
And if people remember, he used to have just full wind tunnel type wind blowing through his apartment. Just,
yes.
You had no ceiling really for a very long time.
There wasn't a ceiling per se for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. It was quite shocking when I visited.
Yes, they raised the penthouse, and they forgot to seal off the remaining floors. And then the wind
this
was...
This is in your medieval-themed apartment.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Which I remember, and I
Well, I'm glad you do.
Of course I remember.
You remember that time that I told you that it was.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it was a horrible, like, it was a wind tunnel because of the building across the way.
Sure.
And so it was just like, my chair seems to have broken.
Live theater. Any chair can break. Are you okay? Is it all right?
Is it on? I just want, it might have been just the bracket.
Just,
all right.
Oh,
just
what, babe?
Kick it down like I taught you to.
I'm not sure that helped, babe.
No, I did the kick before you advised me to, and then it seems to have broken the chair further.
Okay, well, so we'll put that one back.
Yeah, we'll just put that one back. And then, this is fun. This is like any one of these chairs could become a death trap at any moment.
Well, maybe you could borrow Connie's chair. I think it's time you introduce everybody to Connie.
Oh, okay. Hey, everyone, this is Connie. I don't know if you've ever seen him before. He's seen better days, of course.
This is when it's fun to have a live stream. So people, we're a podcast. We're generally, you know, sort of not a visual medium.
The theater of the mind.
That's right. Yes. But we talk about him a lot.
Yeah, and here he is. And he says hi to everybody. Hi.
You can see how, you know, during the times of quarantine, you would put him in the... Oh, I All right. Well, that seems someone's coming with another chair. I think that we're good right now, though.
I think we're okay.
You could. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
That's very nice.
All right. That's good. That looks sturdy. Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
You know,
actually, the chair's more proportional.
And it looks, to be honest, it's more his vibe, if I'm being really honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good for you, Connie.
He seems happy. He finally found his place. Yeah, perhaps he'll stay here in this theater.
What does that mean?
In spirit, you know what I mean. I find Connie sort of creepy. During the quarantine times, people would put, you know, stuffed animals in their windows for kids to see them on their walk, and he put Connie in the window, and you can see why children were a little bit scared.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, kids have to see these things. Yeah,
why?
They do.
Why is
because
that?
The world is a scary place.
Yeah, I mean, you are right. There are several people just like that walking around in the grocery store.
Oh, I wasn't even,
an unhinged jaw.
I was not even thinking that, but you're right. God, I hate when they come up to the pharmacy counter. People with the unhinged jaws. And they're like, do you have a cream for this? And I'm like, first stop should have been the doctor.
Correct. By the way, I absolutely love that you are wearing your jacket.
Yes, of course.
CVS. I can't think of the word. What
Lab
is that
coat.
Called?
No. Oh, embroidery.
Thank you. Well, no, when monogrammed. That's what I was trying to say.
I thought a monogram was just initials.
Oh, so then what would you say if it's your full name?
Embroidery.
Oh, okay. Ugh, you really put me in my place.
I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean
Lord.
To. Really didn't mean to.
Who knew embroidery could be said with such masculinity and authority and a takedown?
Did not.
Embroidery.
I honestly did not intend it that way, and I do apologize.
Doug, say embroidery.
Embroidery.
Okay, well.
Sort of.
That was an opportunity to get lucky. You missed it, dear. You were supposed
to
go down.
Oh,
like, say it to me.
Give it a little Bowery Boys flavor. Embroidery.
I thought you wanted me
What's
to sound
a big
like
idea?
I thought you wanted me to sound like Sting.
Of course, just Sting is Jones Hall Pass, as everyone knows.
That is true. Well, I love how he can sort of make several sounds out of one word, like a murder of crows. The way that he can make the word crows last so long, as well as other things.
Of course, the tantric sex,
okay.
Where you
I thought you, it, you know sure.
you prolong the moment of orgasm.
Correct. Yes.
Do you prolong the moment of orgasm, or is it that you prolong having the orgasm? You put off having the orgasm.
I think Connie's bothered by this discussion.
Oh, his expression has changed a little bit.
So now I did want to get back to what did you do? You spent a lot of time in the apartment, but did you? Well, you know, it's actually very smooth. It's wonderful. It's
good quality.
It's a comforting quality
fabric.
It's
good quality. Yeah. I don't let a lot of the customers touch me. But
I wouldn't.
But if they ask, I will do. I will let them.
Is this uniform much like the military where you are allowed to wear it out, but usually just at weddings and other occasions? Or is this?
No, I have a formal lab coat, of course. Oh. This is not that, but I do
Got
have
it.
A formal
for
pharmacist
and
coat for weddings and funerals. And of course, the parade.
Of course. The annual pharmacists parade.
That's right.
That we have at Dignity Falls.
That's
because
right.
we
I love
like
the parade.
It's a great parade.
Doug loves the parade.
I take the kids every year.
That's right. He takes the kids every year. July, right. Be my daughter and the twins.
Matt and Jodeci.
Jodeci. Matt and Jodeci. That was because I could have sworn there was a Bible book named Jodeci. I
Bible
could have
book.
Sworn that was a book of the Bible.
Yes, book of the Bible.
I mean a book in the Bible.
Let's see. There was Your Majesty. What are the books in the Bible?
There were a lot of J ones. There's lots of J names. A
lot
in the
of
Bible.
J ones.
And
Jesus.
I was kind of a the big guy himself. And I
King of the J names.
At the time. And at the time, I just thought it'd be nice to sort of have a biblical name. But it ended up being sort of a mess because no one could ever pronounce it and no one could ever spell it. But yes, when they were little...
What's that, Doug?
That's why I wanted to name him Conk.
He wanted to name our son Conk.
Conk.
It's a beautiful name.
C-O-N-K?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, that.
I apologize.
People know how to spell it immediately.
I'm not sure. I don't know know about that, but I understand that you wanted to name him that. And anyways, the point was, when we would go to the parade, it's so much fun because people sleep out, you know, and get their spot
Absolutely.
The night before because it's such a big deal.
Yes.
And the theme
They start
floats.
Putting the lawn chairs out, I would say, a good 2 months before the parade.
They do, yes. And there's so many fun games. There's like, you know, there's instead of a dunk booth, there's just you sit, someone sits on top of a syringe and you just try to get them to fall. And then someone underneath all the water, you know, from the needle just gets someone wet. It's all pharmacy themed.
The,
you know.
The point is facing down on the ground.
Yes,
it's not,
thank you.
We're it's not trying to impale someone.
No.
We're putting them over the plunger and then they
there's, you know, a ring toss. And if you know, whatever medication the ring goes on, you get to have it for free for a year, which is nice. Right.
Whether you need it or not.
Correct. Which is, it caused some problems, I have to say.
Well, you don't have to take it.
you never do.
Yeah. If you win a goldfish at a county fair, you're not obliged to take the goldfish. You could just say winning is enough and then walk away.
I never thought about it
that way. Or you could take the goldfish and just put it right down on the ground and walk away.
Why would you do that?
Say it's your problem now. Well, some people hate fish.
Is that, how did you come, I don't remember the origin story of Connie. Is that how you got him? Was it at like a, was he a fair prize? Why am I thinking that?
Do you know what's funny, Joan, is I don't remember how I ended up with Connie, but he's been in my apartment for as long as I can remember.
I feel so bad his foot is completely twisted around.
Well, now, Joan,
it's
you
uncomfortable
know, you,
for me to watch, to look
you,
at.
You know he's not real.
I know, but...
So he can't feel that.
I mean, thank God. Sometimes I just feel like he is. I mean, don't you feel like he is sometimes? He's your only companion through most days.
It's true. I guess I spend a lot of time reminding myself that he is not. So I've yes. really built up that muscle. And so I'm not even startled by him anymore. Okay. Like if I walk into the room and I'm thinking I could swear I left him in a different place, and then that doesn't bother me anymore.
Okay, that's
But
good.
I will twist his foot around if that makes
okay,
you feel better.
Okay, thank you. It really helps.
Here we go. There you go, old buddy.
Oh no!
I guess it was that way for a reason. That seemed I did not realize that was the fulcrum.
Just like the just like the goldfish, just on the floor.
It's your problem now.
All right, we're just gonna leave him there. You're just gonna—he's okay.
I'll pick him up.
Okay. So anyhow, yes, the pharmacy parade is fantastic, and I'm really very excited about it. And a lot of times I'm asked to. A lot of times, if you're listening to this at home and you weren't able to see it in person, you know, Connie hit the deck and now he's being rearranged on his chair and he's being real stubborn about it. I don't know why. And you know what? I'm having a hard time believing he's not alive. I'll be very honest right now. I really will be very honest right now. He seems more alive than ever. He seems like he's fighting you, Bernd.
He really does. Okay, I could
there
not. There was
he got him settled.
Nothing could be done about the feet. I'm afraid those are. That's just
that
the way they're going to
that
be.
That is how he wants to be.
That's how he wants to be.
All right, and he was giving you some pushback, so I understand.
I hope there are more blood pressure machines.
What's that, Doug?
This year at the Pharmacist Parade, I hope there are more than one blood pressure machine this
Doug
year.
Doug loves yes. the blood pressure
For
machines.
Some
he
reason,
loves to try to trick them.
Yeah, he does love to try to trick
and
him.
He ends up hogging it. And people who actually kind of really need to check it, but he wants to see how low he can get it to go. And he'll hold his yes. breath and he'll do all sorts of things.
Well,
right?
Now we tell people.
I
we
can
tell
get
people
it shockingly low.
Yes. Yes. Concerningly low.
Doug, I meant to ask, what is the method you use to drive your blood pressure down?
You know what? I never asked you that either. He never tells me, you know, but I didn't even think to have you ask because now you're best
friends.
You
just have to flutter your eyes. You just keep fluttering them until all the thoughts just go away.
Okay.
And then think what it was like to be in your mother's womb.
Oh, wow.
Just floating.
Are you really floating in your mother's womb? Seems kind of
well,
cramped
for a
there.
Time. For a time. And for then you time. Get too big, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trust me, there was no float going right. on in there with the twins.
Then you have to be born.
They tried to set my uterus on fire. If you don't know, they're real pyros.
They
and
love
I mean,
fire.
I'm talking about it from the beginning. The beginning. I don't know how they stuck
born
something in there, but yeah. I just thought it was indigestion, but they were like, we actually see, there's some smoke. Oh, I should have known I was in for it from the very beginning. I just wanted to say one last thing about the pharmacy parade is I'm just so a little upset that it's coming up, yeah. Actually. What is it October or November this year, babe?
I don't know why you would ask Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Well, sorry.
Hey, yeah, come on.
I mean, I am the Grand Marshal.
Yes, and I feel bad. That's not the first thing. I didn't lead with that. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't want to have to say it myself. I was hoping you would drop it.
Well, I know it means so much to you. You've been waiting for a very, very long time to be Grand Marshal finally, yeah. Right? Is there a criteria? Is there a reason why you think you've been passed over in the before? Or?
Well, Joan, I think that, you know... Oscar Canone was the Grand Marshal for the last, I want to say, 25, 30 years.
I know, because the Canones own this town.
The Canone.
It's basically, they Canone this town. That's what everyone says.
The Canones Canone this town.
That's right. Or they say it that way.
They say it that way. And you know, Oscar, what bothered me about it was he was retired. He wasn't even a pharmacist
right,
anymore.
Right, right.
And he was only a pharmacist for 3 years. Can you believe that?
That's so
three
upsetting.
3 years.
He didn't put in his time.
He did not put in his time.
Yeah, and he didn't earn it.
He wasn't even there for when that guy came in with the sword.
Ugh.
And
that was quite a story.
That was what a day that was. And so basically the criteria was waiting for Oscar to die. Ugh. And he finally did. Wow. And that seems like a terrible thing to say about someone. They finally died. But he was 102 years old.
Well, he had a good life. He had a good life.
I hope he did.
Well, I hope he did.
Despite his family's obvious ties to organized crime.
Which is why, and you know, I think because, I don't know, I sort of had an in every year. I was always asked to sing at the pharmacy parade.
Yes.
And I always wrote a song, a brand new song every year. Mm. And I mean, I had already started working on it this year. And then I find out, for me, it wasn't a win. Because now it's someone else is in charge of the talent.
Who is?
And I can't believe it because you're the Grand Marshal this year, Bernd, and I'm not singing
this
for that,
absurd.
Which is crazy. Don't you think it's crazy, babe?
I mean, I don't want to get in the middle of that. He's Grand Marshal this year.
Doug, I think it's okay to say that it's crazy. But I didn't realize... This is the first time I'm hearing this, Joan, and I'm aghast. They did not run this by me.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And I don't want to make a big stink about it, but I just, you know...
Who is it, Joan?
I don't know. I don't want to be rude, but I mean, who better than me to do it? Because, hello, I mean, good luck to him or her or them. I don't know if they understand how complicated it is to really hit the right... The right note? Balance of... Yes, that. But I'm talking about the right balance of, you know, insider pharmacy humor, but also general pop culture and pop music enjoyment
right.
for the civilians in the crowd.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
It's a real fine. It's a fine tune.
What a fine. You're dancing on the razor's edge, Joan.
Yeah.
When you're out there on that float and you're doing that song.
Right. It's, you know, I, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not saying it's like
she
takes a very
a
specific
song.
Talent, but it does. Sorry.
You already have a song written. You can say it.
I was quite clear about that. Okay, you're right. I said that I've been working on it. He's being honest. It's totally finished.
Really?
Yep.
From start to finish, it's all ready to go.
I mean, it's not a super long song.
No, well, right, of course. Yeah, traditionally these songs are about 30 seconds.
Once you get to that hook, you kind of want to get out of
there. They're usually like 30 seconds long. And, but people look forward to it every year. What is Joan going to do her 30-second song? So is there any possibility we could coax you into singing...
Oh, brother.
Even half of it.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Do you really want to...
I mean, the people have spoken. Imagine how many more people are clapping at home.
I can just hear them now. Yes. Well, Okay. All right. So we just have to imagine.
Kind of setup.
Well, yeah. Well, if you usually, I mean, I would always have him do the smoke machine, which we don't have right now.
Yeah.
So, and the twins aren't here. Otherwise, they could literally create it in a second anything.
They do not cut out the middleman when it comes to smoke.
They don't.
The problem.
They just set someone on fire.
Yes.
So you have to imagine. You know, it'll be again like I was describing. I always try to make it like a Celine Dion video. You know, with like dubs in slow motion and a motorcycle and thunder and lightning and you know lots of sheets blowing. But, you know, just something mysterious. But this one was a little more up tempo, you know, so that it's
fun.
so that it's over quicker.
Usually these are ballads. Joan will do a 30-second ballad, striking just the right tone between insider pharmaceutical humor and general popular music.
No, I said that before I remembered I had written the whole song.
Right.
You're right. Okay. So it's hard to do it a cappella, but I'll do my best, okay? So just, okay, good. Thank you for setting
perfect.
The mood.
Beautiful lighting.
Okay, maybe I'll make it a ballad.
Well, I mean, couldn't you just sing the song you had, but slow it down?
All right, okay. When you're up at night, or your back is sore, or you just have an infected cuticle, well, all you have to do is go to your corner drugstore and consult a Hero Pharmaceutical, and he will listen to you, and he'll tell you things that are true, and he'll put you in a good mood and say, take it with food. Powers.
Wow.
Take it with food. Thank you, thank you. That was on the spot. It was on the spot. But thank you for the lighting. I appreciate it.
Joan, that was beautiful. Let's do notes.
yeah. He is the Grand Marshal. It's fair, although I'm not even going to get to sing it unless that goes viral.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really refer to pharmacists as pharmaceuticals. They deal in pharmaceuticals, of course, but they themselves are called pharmacists.
But it rhymed with cuticles.
It did rhyme with
cuticle.
It did, absolutely. Other than that, perfect.
Well, thank you. That was like the whole song.
It was beautiful. It was stirring.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess whoever the hell's going to do it, good luck to you. Good luck coming up with a better rhyme than that, even if it wasn't accurate.
Who do you think it is?
I mean, I honestly, I do think it's Deborah Weitzman. I do, just because, I mean, I'll say it. She just knows how to rub shoulders with the right people. And
it's true.
She'll rub more. And listen, I said it, okay? She'll do what it takes to sing. She's been trying to get that gig for me for years.
You're saying she'll have sex.
Honestly, I know. But, you know, also just anything. She'll use money. She'll use whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. I mean, she might even have someone killed to be able to stand at the top of that float. I said
that
it.
That seems too far.
I did. I don't care who hears. I'm very upset about it.
Aren't you afraid that this person who would kill someone to become the singer?
Oh, she's already tried. She knows.
She's tried to kill you?
Yes.
What? Joan! You haven't told me this.
Oh, God. Three times, right, babe?
Three times, Joan.
One of them was at the parade, okay, and I was getting a corn dog, and I could, and she came up to me and she said, "Oh, that seems fantastic. I would love a corn dog, you know." And she was like,
"They are fantastic." Here, I,
okay, that's so. Okay, Doug.
I'm building over the story, but I mean, that's yes, they are fantastic, but it's not about. I know he loves.
Be careful
corn dogs.
Mentioning those around me.
I wasn't going.
Corn dog is one of Doug's trigger phrases.
I wasn't besmirching corn dogs, babe. I promise you.
I think he just meant if you mention them, he's going to chime in.
Yes. I thought he was running to their defense, which is not what he did for me, because she actually, I could see her try. I saw her sprinkle something on my corn dog, and I was.
Did she have a ring and then she opened it up?
Yes. Oh. And it was very upsetting, and I called for Doug, and he was doing the blood pressure machine. Didn't hear me at all. He was in another world, you know. He was
doing.
So
you saw him
she doesn't know I saw.
So,
what happened is I said, oh, let me buy one for you. Hold my corn dog, because she knew I do that. She knew that I would offer to buy one for her, because kill someone with kindness, right? It's just keep them closer. Yes. Keep the enemies closer. That's so, of course, I'm going to buy her a corn dog.
But also
she chokes
friend,
on it, oh
friends,
well.
Keep your friends close as well.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Just, you can't have one half of that just hanging out there.
You're right. That usually never gets finished, that thought. Yeah, you're right. So I said, here, I need to hold my corn dog.
Yes.
I need to go through my purse and get my...
You were like, hey, hold my corn dog. And then you do something crazy.
Watch while I start trending over the last person who was trending. Yes. Okay. So I was getting my wallet out.
Yes.
And as I just saw out of the corner of my eye, just a little... So like that, just a little motion.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I could swear that I saw something come out of that ring. Mm. And I knew I didn't want to touch that corn dog. And I looked for Doug, and he had his eyes closed and his mouth open.
Almost beat my high score, or low score.
He was getting his low score. And then the next year, she pushed me down a flight of stairs.
Oh, wow! No subtlety.
She really jumped. Well, because the last time was so effective, I just think she got very, very impatient.
Right,
she was very menopausal.
Right.
And
extremely menopausal. Oh my God, I remember when Deb was going through menopause and the whole town was afraid.
Yes, I mean, I don't want to put a whole entire group of women who I'm headed straight for.
No. She would, but Deb,
into a place where there will be judged for going through what is truly a difficult time.
No, it is,
but
of course.
She just didn't handle it very well.
Deb was diagnosed with extreme menopause.
Yes.
There's very few cases.
And she was diagnosed with that by a pharmaceutical. But it was at my home.
Where your husband sleeps.
Well, yes.
Where your children play with their toys.
It was on the Death Becomes Her staircase, which we built in the house as part of our... Because we've run out of rooms, now we do themed staircases.
Right. That makes sense.
We've got the Brady Bunch staircase. We've got the Death Becomes Her staircase.
This is great for family
photos.
We've
got the Modern Family staircase. You know, it's always like a trip up the stairs. You know, that one's well known. No? Okay. It's just for us.
Monsters? Monsters?
You don't know it.
It's got the trapdoor.
Oh,
yes. There's a dragon in there.
Yeah. What else do we have, babe? Any more famous staircases?
Yeah, there was one from the documentary, The Staircase. That
must have cost a pretty penny. Did you get the American one or the Germany one?
I do not know what they're talking about.
And I have
an
owl.
I don't want to. So yeah, but little did she know, it was the perfect set of stairs to push me down, because they're stunt loaded, and
they're
so there's
stunt loaded stairs.
At the very bottom rung of the stairs.
Yeah.
The rung of the stairs
launches you out. So like as soon as you hit the bottom one, it actually just pops out like a jack in the box.
You get it. We all get it. That makes sense. And then right, we get can move
to
on.
Do, you get to do like
you
a
step.
Trick.
It's spring loaded. You step on it, and then it launches you into the air.
Yes.
Okay.
Out to the courtyard.
At the front door, or
out into the atrium.
Oh, the atrium.
That's why Joan is with us today.
It is. Thanks to your wonderful design. Thanks,
You're very
babe.
Welcome.
Appreciate
of
it.
And what was the third time?
And the third time was she locked me in a coffin. I was buried alive
she
for 5 days.
What? Oh, no. I can't believe you've never told me this.
Well, we don't talk. It was this past year.
Oh,
we just
sure.
don't talk
this
when we're not
happened.
Doing a podcast.
Now, here's what's great. In Dignity Falls, if you don't know, that's where we're from. And we still do the bell on the graves. Because we don't trust it. We don't trust it. And thank God, because that must have been how you got out.
Well, yes, that did help. I also did the, I tried the thing. I tried the Kill Bill thing. It doesn't work. It does not work. It just hurt so badly.
Sure. I can imagine.
But yes, luckily there was, and there was a dog actually, thank goodness, came along sniffing, and there was a man looking for, jewelry, because it wasn't a graveyard. She buried me in a graveyard, which I thought was so rude, to the other people, you know. It was just like, what's,
it's a little
you know,
disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly. And also just terrifying. And so, yes, luckily they were able to get a hold of me. And I think that I only survived because I have such a good singer's lung capacity
sure.
that I really, really exactly. didn't need much oxygen.
Breath control.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, she tried her best. At this point, somehow she didn't manage to kill me, but she killed the gig for me. So
we'll get to the bottom of this. We'll get to the bottom of this.
I would like to. I would like to do that.
Yeah, because I want to see you up there on that float. I want to hear that song being sung to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And with the revised notes taken, it will be revised. I'll try to have that for you by the end of the night. Okay.
Oh, great. I wasn't even thinking EOD, but that's great. I was at best I was thinking COB, but okay.
So can you explain COB for those
close
who
of
don't
business.
Know? Cobb. Yes, Cobb. It spells Cobb. You're right, babe. He's now thinking about corn on the cob, I guarantee you.
Well, you know what? He's not alone.
It's his second favorite to corn dogs. He likes any food that's just on a stick. I've tried it all for him at
dinner
time.
Have you ever breaded a corn cob and put that on a stick for him?
That is a great look at his face.
Sounds
oh
great.
My God.
He's just
He's
lit
so
up.
Excited.
He's grinning from
all right,
ear.
I'll try that, babe. Oh, we'll try it.
All right.
Okay.
We should probably take a break.
I think we should take a break.
Because we do have a guest that
we
we're going to bring
yes.
out. Mm-hmm. Someone we brought out from Dignity Falls. But first, of course.
Oh, Bert, you okay?
Yes,
you're
I'm fine.
Doing that thing where you float above yourself
I know,
and you watch
I
yourself
see
talking.
Myself.
It happens a lot.
So if you, you know, people call in with ads.
Yes.
And in case you're wondering, where do those phone calls go? They go right here to the football phone.
Mm-hmm. Which was, yes, one person remembers it was discussed. The football phone from back in the day, the Sports Illustrated football phone.
And, you know, Doug very much wanted to get a working Sports Illustrated football phone.
Yes.
For the show. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. Sports Illustrated, they locked that down.
They did. It's
when
no
they
longer.
Said on that commercial, it's a limited time only. They were not kidding. You cannot find them.
They destroyed all of them.
They destroyed. They put them in the landfill with the ET game. And so Doug built this, and so I
think it's even better.
Well, you think it's even better?
I do too. I think it's great. It's really great. You did a great
job.
It's
beautiful.
All right. Well, let's hear our first ad, mm-hmm. and then when we come back, we'll have a guest. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife, we have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, my name is Allison. Free little treasure. Curbside at 1000 Ulysses S. Grant Avenue. It needs some love. Has a good base to work off of. Now, I've included a picture for scale of Dora the Explorer. And I couldn't find... lot of photographs are just of drawings, and I've always imagined she is about the size of a little dresser. And I would think that during the show, while I would watch the show, I'd think, oh, I would love to see a little dresser next to her. And then I would get lost, and I wouldn't remember what the story was about. But yes, so I also was not able to get the entirety of Dora in the frame, which is my fault as a photographer, not very skilled. It was all I could do to get the cutout of Dora to lean on the little dresser, and it turns out she is just a little taller than the little dresser, so that's good for her because she could put stuff on top of the dresser. Anyway, if you want this, come get it, and if you see the real Dora the Explorer, please measure her. This is Allison saying, be good or be good at it. Goodbye, Dignity Falls.
Wow. That was very long.
It was. Well, but I think they were very self-conscious about their photography skills. It's very hard to tell whether that was Photoshopped in or was actual 3D cutout of Dora.
Do you know what was great, though? It did draw attention away from how scary the house looked.
It did. It very much did. Yeah, perhaps that's why she was there. That really could be the reason.
Yeah, because the house...
Because it was terrifying.
Well, that murder house was the first thing I noticed. And then when she started talking about Dora, I was like, oh, yeah.
That house was the main character, for sure.
But did you say the house was the main character?
I did. Well, I mean, to me it was. It was as scary as... well, it looked a lot like the house that Debbie Weitzman put me in a couple years, many years ago.
That's right.
When we were playing hide and
seek. Put you in that house. Yes.
It's been going on for a very long time, our rivalry.
See, to me, that house is the fifth character.
Oh, I like that. Wow.
All right. Well, we do have a guest, and I'm going to read their post. This is a very... I can't wait to talk to this person.
Oh, I know. You're going to really be very interested.
Put that up there on the screen. Yes. This is from Ari. This was submitted by Brooke Ferris. Thank you, Brooke, for sending this in to us. So this is from Ari. Ari posts, I will solve your crime. Hello, my name is Ari, and I am looking for a crime to solve. If you know of any, please message me. Then a parenthetical, no murder or sex stuff. Thank you. Well, let's get Ari out of here. Please welcome Ari.
Come on, Ari. Hi.
Hi there, Ari. There we go. It's nice. Oh, okay. Just a finger squeeze.
That's all I got was just a finger squeeze. Hi, Ari.
Hello, greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings to you.
I love... Now, speaking of uniforms, is this a uniform for crime solving?
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. Next question.
Yeah.
Ari, now, what are you? Are you a detective? What? I'm sorry. Do you need anything? Are you okay? You're just trying to get comfortable on the chair?
This is just who I am. This is how I did.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay.
What's your question?
Are you a licensed investigator of some kind?
Is that possible?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is. Very much so.
Then I think no.
Okay.
All right.
To my knowledge, mm-hmm. Not licensed.
Okay.
How did you come to be writing this post? What inspired you to do this?
Well, I think you guys can probably relate to this. I love podcasts, so I thought, there's all those podcasts about dead people and sex kind of thing. And
there are many of those. Yes.
Dead people, sex kind of thing.
Yes. It's such a well-trod space, and all the good stories that are awesome have been taken. Like, so much like crazy funny stuff. And
funny. Okay.
And I just thought, what about all the other crime out there that has not yet been dissected and sort of written about without the consent of anyone involved in the situation.
So most of the crimes that you hear on these podcasts, they'll be murder or sex crimes.
Ugh. Oh. The stinky crimes.
The stinky crimes.
And so what are the types of crimes that you're looking to investigate, ideally?
Odorless. Email crimes.
Email crimes?
I love an email crime.
Can you give us an example of an email crime for you?
Well, like if you sent someone an email with a lie in it.
With a lie in
a
it?
A lie. Yes. Oh. You say, hey, how are you doing? And the person replies, really good. But in reality, not good.
But that... Do you...
Dun.
Oh, you did.
She did it. A you have a little, order. Little on order.
A law and order.
I like it. Because why are you lying? Why not be honest? Right.
So do you do the dun-dun when you've solved it or just when you've identified the crime?
When I wasn't sure just then.
When I think something's a little off.
When you think something's a little
the
off.
Game is afoot.
The game is afoot.
For those of you who can't hear, she lowered her glasses down her nose just a little bit. And that's adorable. And I love your hat, by the way.
Thank you. It's an heirloom.
Is it real? Where did it come from?
Someone's relative.
Oh,
so it's not an heirloom.
Found, it's
to
a
you.
Found item. It's a found heirloom.
I thrifted it.
Right.
I thrifted
right,
it.
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's safe to assume it was an heirloom of some sort.
To someone.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So email crime doesn't necessarily seem. I mean, because that sounds like more of a, you know, social, a little social fib.
But think about it. Hmm. You ask someone how they're doing. They're doing bad because they just stole 400 from someone's Chase
account. You mean the bank, a Chase bank account?
You mean dollars?
Sorry, I'm speaking in the kind of the terms of my community.
Oh sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Is this community big? Is this a global community? Is this a Dignity Falls community that solves non-sex murder crimes?
I'm hoping to find a community.
Okay.
That almost sounded like a Red Hot Chili Peppers album. Non-sex murder crimes.
Non-sex murder crimes.
So, that's a, it feels like a big leap to say that someone's saying they are doing good when they're really not doing good because they've stolen $400 from someone's Chase bank account.
Because now that's the crime.
That's the
I would
crime.
Say that's the crime, not the lie yeah. in the email.
And
that's
there's no murder or sex.
Conflating the two, I think. That's true.
But you have to investigate every lie and follow the breadcrumbs so that hopefully one day it can be a podcast.
that's right. I keep forgetting. This is a means to an end of having a podcast.
Yes.
Well, then, so that it can become TV and then I can meet Ryan Seacrest.
So
wow.
This is the end game.
This is a multi-leveled, multi-tiered plan. Ryan Seacrest, really, out of all the people.
Favorite star.
Have you ever thought about just going to a taping of a TV show that he's doing?
No.
Why not?
It just never occurred to me, I guess.
I know. You don't want to meet him as someone who's just like a nobody. You want to meet him as someone who has a hit podcast that he's super excited for. I actually get that. I do get that, Ari. Yeah.
I want to meet him as someone that he wants to ask to go to Sweet Green with.
He would, that is, he would definitely want to go.
Doesn't
with
it
you.
Seem like he's just having the most ice cold salad every single day? Wet lettuce.
Yes, just to numb the pain.
Lettuce. Yes. Wet lettuce. Cold drink, too cold. Like it's sort of crystallized a little
You've
bit.
You've thought about his diet a lot.
Yeah. Dry salmon, no salt. Don't you think?
It's distinctly possible.
Talk about multitudes.
Saltless almonds.
Saltless almonds.
No salt.
Okay, so let me backpedal from Ryan Seacrest a little. I do want to know, because we always like to ask in terms of a post like this, have you received any submissions of a crime that someone wants you to solve?
Well, unfortunately, I've received thousands of submissions. With
thousands?
All
wow.
About murder and sex stuff.
Even though it clearly states.
Said that.
People are so messed up these days in culture.
That is
what I'm always saying.
It's true.
Yep. That's too bad. So not a single one that didn't have to do with that.
Not a single bite.
I would almost then refer some of the... Well, maybe I'll let you talk about this, that Bernd fancies himself a little bit of a amateur detective as well, almost in a sort of precog way.
I think that's exaggerating a little bit. I'm not a detective. I don't have any skills in that way. The only thing I was interested in doing, and I don't do it anymore,
okay,
was I would try to prevent crime by putting myself in places where I thought crimes were likely to occur. And my plan was, if I saw a crime about to happen, I would stand up and go, hey! and then I think that would make the person rethink doing the crime and they would run away.
And it made me nervous because he was now placing himself in the middle of the night in dangerous places where a crime might happen.
Yeah.
And then I worried, you know, how long was he out and was he eating? And he did let me know that he keeps bags of sandwiches.
I have go bags all over town.
He has go bags all over town just in case.
Then I replenish every day. Yeah. But look.
He did. And that became a problem.
It did become a mess.
It was really hard to manage.
It was a real time suck.
It was
so
you're hungry.
I'm hungry all the time. but let me ask you this, Ari. So in addition to email crimes,
yeah,
what are some other non-murder, non-sex crimes that you think would get you to the point of meeting Ryan Seacrest as a peer?
Well, sinking a boat could always be something
sinking
like
that.
Sinking a boat. Intentional sinking of boat.
Okay.
With no one aboard.
No, many. But I'm not going to worry about that.
That seems, you'll pardon my saying so, that seems like murder.
But yes. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what did the guy do to get on that boat? Because he's probably not a real sailor.
So Ari's really more concerned about the lie, even
yes.
if the murder is involved.
You're
saying that the crime is not the murder, it's lying about not murdering.
Credentials. Because you get to get, normally, to be on a boat, it's all connections. It's all, like, sort of Hollywood style. It's all about who you know to get on a boat. I don't know if you know this, but if you know a sailor, the sailor can probably hook you up. Remember Pirates of the Caribbean? All those guys are just friends hooking it up.
Do you mean the characters or the actors?
The people from the documentary, Pirate of Caribbean.
Oh, but it was a movie. It wasn't real.
Well, it's a documentary, and that's a movie.
Oh, wow.
She's got you there, Joel. Oh. Documentary is a movie.
That is true.
Sorry to be confrontational. It's not who I am.
When you said the people on the dock, I thought the like a boat dock.
I did too.
Thank God.
Well, I'm glad you guys have something in common.
Yeah. We've just been friends for a really long time.
Yeah.
So.
Are you, you know, I'm sort of thinking that you started this, I'm just now putting this together to start a community and you know, you just said you haven't found one yet. I'm wondering if there's a bit of loneliness going on. How long have you lived in Dignity Falls?
Like 20
years?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not often outside of my bunker.
Oh, you have a bunker.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
cool bunker, if I do say so myself.
Okay, why a bunker?
Just cool in there. Like, it was
no, like, sort of end of days or sort of, like, you know,
you're not
apocalyptic
a prepper.
No, I just saw a bunch of places when I was first kind of scoping out the area, and I just thought, this place is cool.
Okay.
Silver stuff everywhere, all the walls, so pristine. I didn't feel like I would have to repaint anything. It just fit my needs. Low ceilings. I love a low ceiling.
Is this the bunker on William Henry Harrison Place?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's the only bunker I know of that's in town.
So you know about my bunker?
Yes, I was not aware anyone was living there.
There's a bunch of signs leading to it.
Hold on. Sorry, Ari, that's Doug, our engineer. It's Joan's husband. There's
I apologize. Nothing. I thought you could see him because he's right there.
Nothing to be afraid of.
I'm not really right here. I'm very far to the side.
Well, yeah.
You're pointing at me. But.
I suppose that's true. Wow.
And you've
true.
Just been here?
He's been here the whole time.
Listening?
Yeah, yes, he's recording.
He's part of the show. He's always part of the show. We should have let you know that. I'm so sorry.
I'm controlling all of this.
Yes.
Controlling what?
The lights, the curtains, the sounds,
government
effects.
Okay. No, it's not like it's not like that. I'm just surprised she was fine with Connie, but not with with Doug's voice.
Oh, this I'm familiar with.
Okay.
Really familiar?
Yeah.
In what way?
Just sort of the sideways foot kind of vibe. I get that.
Okay.
Check this out.
Right.
Hurt my ankle. This
oh,
goes
no.
Oh,
oh no.
My. Okay. Well,
wow.
I understand.
I have a lot in common with this person.
Now, sorry, before he terrified you, what were you saying about signs pointing to the bunker?
Uh-oh.
Shut off her mic.
I thought you were mad at me.
Doug, don't cut off her mic.
I don't like when people do stuff like that.
Whoa.
Watch out, babe.
I'm really sorry. There's just a lot of bunker signs, like bunker this way.
I thought he was going to say bunker this, bunker that.
There is that.
How about this? I thought of this in the bunker. Bunker? I hardly even know her. That's a good one.
That's good.
I got a lot of time.
That's good.
How about this one? Oh, Archie! No one's going to get it. No one's going to get it. I did get there. I love being able to break out a Jean Stapleton impression, and I never get to these days.
Well, it's not Edith Stapleton.
Oh, sorry. Jean Stapleton. Edith Bunker. Oh, can see why I made that mistake.
Sure,
humbled
I can.
Yet again.
Not blaming you. What's that?
Humbled yet again.
Ari, you
oh,
have
that's
an
strike two for me.
Ari, you really have an interesting presence.
You do. It actually really takes you in. I really want to know more.
Like in a friendly way, like in repeat?
Absolutely.
Return customer kind of way?
What business are we talking about?
Hanging.
Yeah. Oh, that's adorable. So we were talking about your Edith Bunker. And we were, here's the thing, Bernd, is that in the realty world, I'll tell you, you say there's not that many. You say, I think it's a jacket.
I've never touched him this much. And it's a coat, by the way.
She was trying to reach over.
What did you just do?
She was trying to touch your coat.
Did you want to touch? You can
go
touch
ahead,
my
it's
sleeve
fine.
If you like.
There you go.
You missed it.
Oh, I think she's shot. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
What did you think?
What did I think?
Yeah.
Ice cold.
Oh. Like a Ryan Seacrest salad.
Ooh, tall drink of water.
What? Oh, there's so many things I want to ask you.
Is he tall?
I don't know that he's especially tall.
Sure he is.
Short drink of water.
Sure. Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. Square head.
Why?
Square head.
What is it about Ryan Seacrest and how long has it been going on that you've been so enamored of him?
American Idol, season 2, Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken. And this guy standing next to them, stealing the spotlight from the two greatest voices of a generation?
Oh, that's right. I think we forget he did not host the first season, did he? Did he?
Co-hosted.
Brian Dunkelman.
Very good, Bert. Now, how do you know that? I didn't know you watched the first season of American
Idol. I watched
the
first season for Brian Dunkelman, and then...
You were a Dunklehead.
I love this guy. I was a Dunklehead. And... And then he wasn't back on the second season. I was like, well, who needs this?
Right, because you were really watching it for him, not all the singers and Kelly Clarkson and all that.
But I did become a fan, of course, of the Velvet Teddy Bear, Ruben Studdard.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And the failed congressional.
One of my first crushes for real.
Ruben?
Clay Aiken.
Oh, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
And Lance Bass.
Oh, I understand. I get it. Believe me, I get it. So it was all about him. And I assume you've watched every single season since. And do you watch him and Kelly Ripa in the morning? So you begin your mornings with him and you end your days with him.
Yes, and I listen to all 17 hours of radio that he does. Yes.
He does a lot of radio. I don't know how he does it.
I simply don't either, but it keeps me company.
He keeps you company. Oh, yeah. That's very nice.
That is nice. I understand that. The sort of parasocial relationship that you would like to make real.
Yeah.
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 You know, I could tell you a story about Ryan Seacrest. This was a friend of mine witnessed this.
Let loose King.
In a it's not that incredible a story, but a friend of mine went to he had to appear on a radio show, not Ryan Seacrest's show, but it's the same building where Ryan Seacrest did his show.
I have chills.
And there was a car that had the two parking spots on either side of it coned off because that was Ryan Seacrest's car and no one was allowed to park next to him.
Wow.
That's power.
My friend had to admire it.
Yes.
Any photos of the car that I could see?
not on me.
Your friend had to admire it.
Make and model?
Yes.
Care to speculate?
It was a very expensive car from what I was told.
Oh, I would expect nothing but the best.
Ari, can you describe your dream day with Ryan Seacrest if you could spend the whole day with him?
Joan, same question.
We wake up at 2 a.m. because he's got to be up early for the show.
Oh, right. That's right. Wow, already this is different.
We're in different beds, same room.
Oh, okay.
I wake up a little bit before him so I can just sort of...
Oh, she's thought about this, Bern. Ari's thought about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
he shoots out of bed, gasps himself awake. That's the life of Ryan Seacrest, the world on your shoulders. He wakes up. He drinks a glass of water. I watch. And I go, still thirsty? He goes, no. Perfect amount. He knows.
He knows the perfect
amount. This isn't his first rodeo for drinking water.
He's hydrated. You have to be hydrated if you're going to be talking so much.
You do.
So he starts with two glasses of water in the day.
The perfect amount.
But this is, are you describing your first night with him? Because you're asking about the water.
Well, in my ideal,
yes,
we go from 0 to 100.
Absolutely.
So I'm already in the house.
Yes.
I watch him do 6 pull-ups in his dorm.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said his dorm. Okay, oh, his dorm.
He does 6 pull-ups before he's even allowed to brush his teeth.
Before he's allowed to brush.
Oh, who's allowing him?
Himself. He has the most rigorous work ethic.
Okay.
And then 6 pull-ups, and then the reward is I get to brush my teeth.
Yes.
And it's his only calories.
And I'm watching. Oh, yeah. And he swallows the toothpaste.
We know. Okay, so go on.
I follow him into the kitchen where he has a scalding hot cup of espresso waiting for him, prepared by 1,000 different chefs from around the world.
1,000?
So one single cup of espresso is prepared for him by 1,000 different chefs from around the world.
It's so real.
It's a truly international community.
But I mean,
his community?
Are they taking
Which
turns?
Which community are we talking about
One
now?
One drop of coffee from every nation coming together to satiate Ryan Seacrest.
Wow.
Boy, the logistics are boggling my mind. I can't.
And guess what? They all have beautiful houses care of Ryan Seacrest.
So they live in an area nearby him where at 2 a.m. they all gather.
Does he live in a neighborhood that's just him and the chefs?
1,000
He bought
chefs.
It up just so that he could surround himself with the best.
Yes.
They come to his house, they make him, they contribute 1/26th of a cup of coffee. And then he drinks it, and it's scalding hot, and then what?
And he goes, And I go, are you okay? And he goes, better now that you're here.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. I like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then he, at this point, it is 2:04, and he must begin his first radio show.
Wow.
So he starts his first radio show, Ryan, at 2:05 in the morning.
Is it really just called Ryan? I'm seriously asking.
I took the title to be Ryan at 2:05 in the morning.
Yes, Ryan at 2:05 in the morning. And it's just him sort of talking about night.
About night.
Yeah, night into morning.
Okay.
That sort of wild
he
time.
He doesn't play
where
music? Does he have people call in?
No, just him being like, isn't it so crazy that at 2:07 fucking anything could happen? And I'm holding the mic.
For him? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay.
Is this a... Okay. I haven't followed his career that closely. Is this a show that already exists or a show that is part of your dream life with him?
Yes, as I've never heard of it.
It is part of my dream life with him, but doesn't it feel like it could be real?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Exactly. It really could be real. Yeah. That's why I was asking, is it called Ryan? It could be real.
Do you know what it makes me think? And this has been a burr in my saddle for a long time. I feel like we should shift when AM and PM are, because 2 AM, that feels like nighttime.
I am so
you know
with
what I mean?
You. I am so with you.
And
yes.
1 PM, it's
we're
still
not,
the day.
Yeah, it's day.
I think we should switch. I think AM should go from 6 to
10.
6 to 10?
You want 9?
8.
8? When do you want to switch to PM?
No, why are we going?
Oh, it's the prices. Because
people are bidding.
Lower.
I bid 1 a.m. Wow. What a great song.
It is a great song. Wait, sorry. Okay. I thought I was on the same wavelength as you, but when do you want to abolish AM?
All right. So.
Trouble in Paradise.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, we're not.
Wait, what?
Ari said Trouble in Paradise.
Oh, that's my husband, just to be very clear.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no, we're just friends, me and Bernd.
Could have fooled me.
We have never had a guest imply that in all our seasons.
I don't think we have.
Wow.
Not like other girls.
I'll give you that. Not like other girls.
Not like other girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, what time?
Sorry?
What time?
So go ahead.
I think AM should be, you know what? I'm going to slide it to 5.
Okay.
5 AM because
there's, I think that makes sense.
There's a possibility of some light coming in, a horrible feeling. And then I think AM should then go until 6. PM.
How does that? Okay. So even though you wake up at 5 a.m., now you've made it to the second 5 a.m. of the day.
No, now it's 5 p.m.
Right. But but before then it's 4 a.m.
All right. Shift it to 5 then.
I know, but I'm getting
so it goes 5 to 5. It goes 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So, and then in this reality, yes. Would 5 a.m. be the new midnight?
Yes. But we'd still call midnight midnight.
I'm voting for you.
We still call 12. We still call 12 now p.m. midnight.
That got a less than pleasant response from our guest.
I think this makes a lot of sense.
I do too.
Thank you, Doug. Thank
I really
you.
Do.
I appreciate that.
I
Doug.
Loved it until you said what you said about midnight.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there.
But I think in every other way, we are exactly the same.
Really? Exactly the same?
Other than I'm not sure that Bernd has thought about his entire day with Ryan Seacrest, which you clearly have. But I would like you to continue because we've only made it to, what, 2:07?
So at this point, 2:05 is the when the show starts, and that goes until about 11:30 a.m. And
that's the
game. That's
the
long
first
show.
That is very long.
Did Bernd say a.m. or...
What?
He wants to know if it's burnt a.m. Oh. Is it bam? Is it 2 bam? 2 o'clock bam?
If I try to do the math, I'll throw up.
I understand. You didn't come here to do math. I get it. I'm not going to make you do that. I just want you to tell me the rest of your day with
okay.
him.
Okay, so it's 11. So now it's time.
It's 11 bam.
For Ryan's tiny breakfast. And
Ryan's tiny breakfast.
Yes, okay. One little shrimp.
So far, he's just had the toothpaste.
He just had the toothpaste. Amazing coffee.
Mm. That's right.
And then at 11:37 a.m., he's going to have shrimp cocktail. One shrimp, really? A little bit of sauce.
Oh,
why 11:37?
You got to ask Ryan.
I don't know that we'll ever get to, but you're going to have to. I feel like you're going to meet him someday. I swear, I think you're really putting this out into the world.
I do believe that.
He might hear this. You never know.
Oh, do you think he has time to listen?
Probably not.
That's a good point. He's probably talking right now.
Yes.
At any given time of day, Ryan Seacrest is either talking or eating one shrimp.
So he's going to have but that's just one time at 11:37. Does he have another one at some other point?
He has several shrimp throughout the day.
Several shrimp throughout
seafood
the day.
Seafood for Seacrest.
And also because they're ice cold, right?
He
What's
loves
that, Doug?
Things that are cold.
Seafood for Seacrest.
Seafood for Seacrest,
Oh, that's
yes.
adorable.
That's
you just sold him another show.
And that could be sort of a Stanley Tucci-esque travel series.
Sure.
For him.
Yes.
I would love to see Ryan on the road a little bit more.
And then he could seek rest.
And you.
He's a dad. He's a dad.
Back in my good graces, Sue.
Oh, wonderful. Good job,
yes.
babe.
Yes.
You just made his night.
I'm
going
to run. There's not much room to run around.
What's that, Doug?
He said, there's not much room to run around back here. He wanted to do a victory lap.
Oh, I see.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, it's a little cramped back there.
He's doing it anyway. He's just doing it right
doing
in a circle.
Anyway. All right.
Good job.
All right, carry on.
One.
Are you okay?
You're transfixed.
Enchanted by a man celebrating a well-earned win.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay, so Ryan has his toothpaste, not really his breakfast, but then his actual breakfast, much later, 11:37 a.m.
Yes.
He has a single shrimp with a little bit of sauce.
Yes, and at that point, we go for a little walk together, holding hands ever so slightly.
Like this?
Yeah.
Is that why you greeted us like this?
Practicing for heaven.
All right,
I've never studied Ryan Seacrest's hands that much, but
never.
They're so.
I know.
So
I'm one
small.
Of the few.
Small,
really.
He
but he also doesn't. He's not shaking people's hands ever. He's just sort of.
Well, I figure his hands are probably much smaller than mine. So if I just use the edges,
you don't
want to
make you
I'll
feel
fill
uncomfortable.
His whole hand.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
If you just use the very edges of your hand, then you'll encompass his whole hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, with just the little tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could practice on Connie.
That's true.
That's about probably.
There he goes.
Oh, he's smitten.
Is this not the most romantic thing?
It's pretty romantic. It's very adorable.
This is probably how it would go with Ryan Seacrest, did you too?
The Notebook, who?
Oh, MTV's best handhold. That is just precious, I have to say. He looks like he's smiling from here.
I think it's just a dislocated jaw.
Okay. Oh, dear. Okay. Don't worry. It takes a lot to get him
it
settled.
Really does.
It really, don't worry about it.
It really, you, yes.
Okay, Ari just saw that one of his eyes is very bloodshot.
Yes.
And you know what? Bert, could you explain how that happened?
I wish I could. But one day it was just like that.
Now that would make me feel alarmed, honestly.
You know, it was when the window got stuck open.
Oh, we never revisited that.
That's why I wonder.
Interesting.
I wonder. And window got stuck open and...
Yeah, I feel like
you're... Oh, she's sniffing out a crime.
The little gray cells are... Oh.
He had that locked and loaded, didn't you, babe? Good job. What do you think of that, Ari?
Full body chills. Oh. So when the window was open, did any kind of crazy stuff happen after?
Well, not that I recall.
So you were drugged.
That seems like a very big jump.
I remember every moment of my life.
Oh.
Like Mary Lou Henner?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
And I'm just being honest, but I didn't want to say it.
I appreciate it.
Mary Lou Henner was on a...
Good thing it wasn't in an email.
Don't tell the cops.
I don't know the name of her ability, do we call it? Mary Lou Henner was on a television show called Taxi and other things, but she's able to literally, if you give her a date that she was alive during, like, you know, April 22nd, 1982, she can tell you exactly what she did that day.
She has total recall.
Isn't that like insane?
What?
Taxi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Taxi, you're back on Taxi. Oh, yeah. She's... What about Taxi?
I actually can't remember.
Well, we're not saying you have this ability. I was just explaining.
Although Ari did say that she remembers every single moment of her life.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But okay.
So we are saying you have that ability.
Let's test it. Okay, what were you doing on September, what is today? 21st. 5 years ago. What were you doing? No, let's go back further. 10 years ago, September 21st.
September 21st, what year?
2013.
Okay. Scary to not be able to subtract that. Okay.
You know you weren't doing math.
I wasn't
That's
doing
right.
math.
That's right. You didn't come
That's
here to do math.
That's for guys. I was at the Hard Rock Cafe, Nashville, listening to Alice Cooper and having an amazing Sunday.
Like a food Sunday or was on it Sunday?
Well, it was a Sunday, but it was a Tuesday.
Okay.
So you're eating an ice cream sundae, watching Alice Cooper, or listening. You said listening
to. Was just on
the
video.
Listening to Alice Cooper.
It wasn't live. Listening. It wasn't doing a gig.
But what was so amazing is I was looking at the pants of Alice Cooper.
Oh, wow, like in a case.
In a glass case.
Uh-huh.
And I was just imagining, how easy it would be to shatter that case and take that stuff home and sell it for so much money.
That would be a crime.
I know, and that's kind of what got me thinking. Wow, everyone's capable of doing something so messed up.
Oh, were you saying this was the day that you decided you wanted to become this kind of crime solver?
It's like your origin story.
Yes. Kind of. My hero origin story.
Look at that. See? You've already got a little fan club. Oh. I think she's happy.
So in the intervening years... From 2013 to now, you see these Alice Cooper pants. The idea of crime forms in your mind, but you choose another path.
Yes.
You say, no, I'm not going to do the crime. I am instead going to be the person to investigate the crimes?
Investigate the crime, bring someone to task, but not in a way that involves carceral punishment, because I am not involved in that.
Carceral?
Which punishment?
Carceral.
Carceral.
Carceral, yeah. It's from jail.
So you want to bring them to task, not to justice.
I want to go, what?
You just want them to know You want them to know that you know.
I see you. So you better not do that stuff again or I'll see you again.
Oh, okay. So it's really just about a catchphrase, sort of, and this thing.
I guess that would make an awesome t-shirt.
What is the phrase again?
I see you. You better not do it again because I'll see you again.
Okay.
It's a little long. Maybe part on the front and part on the back. I'll see you again is on the back.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
When a t-shirt is a two-parter.
I agree.
Isn't it satisfying?
It is satisfying.
It's a story. Beginning and then the person is the middle and the back is the end.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the thing is, if I may, you don't necessarily know that a t-shirt is a two-parter.
Right.
When you see the front or even if you just see the back.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, you have to turn around. You have to turn around.
You simply must. You have to look at all the t-shirts.
Yes. Life is like a box of chocolates, etc.
Are you saying because you need to look on the back of the box?
Or else you might not eat the right chocolate.
So is that as small as your crimes would go? Like if someone, you know, ate someone's chocolate? Like how about taking a bite out of the chocolate and then putting it back because you don't like it? Those people.
Death penalty.
Oh,
death penalty.
Wow. That's that carceral punishment for you.
Ooh, the chair. And I want to press the button myself.
For that?
That specifically.
Wow.
What do you have a history with? Oh, she punched the table.
Ooh.
Do you have a history with this?
Yes. I hate the ones with the have the little coconut stuff in it. And that's all my sister would leave for me.
Oh, okay. This goes way back.
Ah.
Where is you? Can I ask about your sister now? Do you have a close relationship with her?
Yes.
Oh, well, great.
But she's so far.
Where is she?
She is in the International Space Station.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
When you said far.
I would have said space.
Never would have said space.
No.
Never.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with her?
I do my best, but she is out there just doing the damn thing.
Can you see her at night?
Can I see her?
No. Doug wants to know if he could go out and look up at the night sky and see where she is every night.
You can. She's the big purple.
She's the big purple.
The big purple.
Big blinking purple light.
Okay. The station has a blinking purple light. That's how you know where she's at. Who is she with? Is she with a group of astronauts?
Oh, she's with so many awesome guys up there.
Just her and some awesome guys.
Oh, they're so... And here's the thing. They're so smart because they're astronauts, but they're also just regular people. They're down to earth.
I mean, have you met them?
No.
Oh.
Just heard from her. I mean, they've just been up in space for so long.
But they're down to earth.
They are down to earth.
They're super down to earth.
They're just like you and me. They love Target and...
Do they miss Target being up there?
I mean, wouldn't you?
I would, actually. I really would.
Yeah.
I think I would.
If I was in space, Target, Starbucks.
Know, it's like the thing where men think about the Roman Empire all day long. And I wonder if you were in space, how often you'd think of Target.
Oh, I mean, I got to guess like 30 times a day, men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because so often I'm going, oh, I could just get that there. I'll throw that in the cart.
I agree. I'm with you.
I also agree.
Doug doesn't like Target, though. He doesn't like to go with me.
Those red carts. They
creep him out.
They creep me out.
What's that?
He doesn't like... They're too thick. He believes that a shopping cart should just be that wiry silver type.
You can put your fingers through all the holes in the cart.
He got his fingers stuck in them one time in the Target.
Wow.
And it was... I mean, they had to call the fire department. It was a whole thing.
The fire department.
They had to saw it in half.
Wow.
Jaws of life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say,
it was...
Big day for the color red.
They what?
Big day for the color
they
red.
They said that.
The fire department.
They said that at the time, and I thought
Target.
It was humiliating.
Yeah, so that's why he doesn't like Target.
Yeah.
I understand. You're traumatized.
Yeah.
Little T. But yes.
Little T.
Little T.
Little T. Little T traumatized.
Well,
and that's the kind of crime I want to work with.
Okay, well.
Little T trauma.
That's right. That's a good place to sort of close this chapter in what we...
In our lives.
In my life.
By saying goodbye to you. But now... So tell me, Ari, you had a question? We might have had the same question.
No, go ahead. Take it away, Bert.
What are there any crimes that have not been reported to you, but that you are situations you're monitoring?
Great question.
Oh, that's
Thank
a great question. So
that.
I'm looking out. There's been someone who's just kind of been hanging around the library a little too much.
Inside or outside?
Both. He's sort of in the parking lot. He gets out of his car, goes in. So he's sometimes outside, sometimes in. He's just there so much. And I'm like, this can't be good.
Is this because you find yourself at the library a lot, or this is you actually kind of staking out what you think might be a potential crime scene in many ways, like what Bernd would do sometimes?
Great question.
I think there are so many things that could go wrong in a library. You got all those books, that could be a fire. You got all those
That is true.
Stories about the most effed up stuff you ever heard of in your life in there that someone could read and get inspiration to do something kind of messed
that
up.
That was mostly...
Suppose that's true.
I mean, where else can you find material about the darkest parts of our world's history?
The internet?
The Dignity Falls Library has the darkness.
Oh, no. Wait, but babe, what were you going to say? What were you saying? Turn around. Doug's got something.
To their point, the Dignity Falls Library has the dark web section.
Yes, I did forget about
that.
True, I forgot about
that. It's like, you know, in the old days of video stores where they have the porn section between the
They have these sort of pink beaded curtains. Yeah. I don't know why they're pink.
Yeah, I know. Very misleading.
Well, because you think, like, girlies, get in here, pink beaded curtains, and in reality,
hi,
it's all for sure girlies get in here.
Yes.
Have you been on dark Facebook?
No.
No, Doug, I don't know if we have time to get into dark Facebook.
But I love to download after the show and just sort of hear kind of your theories about what's going on there, people that
Absolutely.
I should be talking to.
I actually think you, Doug, even though he terrified you at the beginning, little T.
There's some trouble.
I think you would get along really, really well.
Oh, I can tell. Giving me the sound effect, to me, that was the kind of thing that turns the week around.
Aw. That's so great. I hope that you are happy that you came. I hope that you're happy that you came and maybe made a new friend. No, it's not ending.
I should go for a few more hours, right?
Well, I don't know if we have time for that. I don't know. Oh, well.
But you heard her say a few more hours.
No, I usually like to just check in with our guests, and I always like to feel as if we've sort of turned a corner for them. A lot of times it's emotional or social, and maybe hopefully we've solved a problem. We're giving you some tools to go forward, because I think you were really looking for a community, and you've really got a lot of people here who are interested in what you have to say. You have Doug to talk to now. I don't want you to feel lonely, you know, until the day you get to have that long day with Ryan Seacrest.
That's right.
Ooh, you know, chills.
You need so. What'd you say?
Full body chills. Full body chills.
FBC.
Good t-shirt.
Full body chills in the front. Ice cold water in the back.
That's a real story. Because if I saw that t-shirt, full body chills, and then the person goes on their way and I see ice cold water, I think they got the full body chills from the ice cold water.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Baby shoes never worn, for sale, et cetera.
Oh, dear.
Et cetera. That's not... Well, Ari, we of course wish you all the best.
Yes.
And we hope that you find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You're welcome. And I really do hope that someone comes to you with a solvable crime, has nothing to do with murder or sex. And it's, I don't know, you never know. It could happen. Ryan Seacrest might need some crime solved.
Oh, I hope something happens to him.
Not to him. Well, nothing crazy.
Oh, everything's still intact. He's so happy, but he lost $400.
Okay, so last question. If Ryan Seacrest were to come to you in a
full
crime investigatory capacity saying, I need your help, Ari, there's a crime that's been committed, what crime would you hope that it was?
Passion.
A crime of passion.
Crime of passion. Perfect.
Seinfeld stole that slap bass from Law & Order. I think he did.
I never thought
about
it.
Now that's a crime.
What came first? Now that's a crime.
Well, that's about as much as we can play of that. So
probably.
Ari, thank you so much for being here. It was a
thank
pleasure
you.
To
Let's
have
hear
you.
For
Ari, everyone.
Ari, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Yeah, get out of here.
Oh no. Thank
no,
you,
actually, you
Ari.
Can stay, Ari. You can stay.
Yeah, stay. All right. Stay.
All right,
no,
we do have.
You can sit.
We do have to take one more break.
Yes.
And then we'll be back with the rest of
The Neighborhood Listen.
We've never done that before.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
ISO, my sister's favorite doll. Tuesday at sunset, my sister and I were taking a walk in Shelby Park and noticed when we got back that her favorite dolly, Jane, was missing out of her backpack. Please, please reach out if y'all were or are going to be in the area. She is heartbroken. She has had this doll for 119 years, y'all. 119 years. She has carried it in her backpack, and it is her most prized possession. I don't even know, she can't even talk right now, and we need to find that dolly, y'all. The other reason, of course, is because if this doll is left alone, it could destroy an entire town with its dark magic. And yes, if you are looking for it, it is true that the nose is made with the tip of a human penis. So, just so you know, that's how you know it's authentic. Please get her dolly back. She really needs it. Thank you.
Please get that off the screen.
Please do. I mean, it really is. That's a crime right there. That doll, I truly don't understand. I mean, it's horrifying.
It's really terrifying. And I'm looking, unfortunately, looking at a close-up of it to read something. That was submitted by Carson O'Shoney. Thank you very much, Carson, for bringing that to our
attention. It doesn't mean that was Carson's post. It just means it's a submission.
Right.
Just to be clear, okay? I don't know who.
Okay. So when somebody submits something.
I just didn't want anyone to think we were making fun of that person's doll who submitted it to us.
Well, I think they have to learn to take that, because look at that doll. It was horrible.
I know. It's true.
Have you ever seen a doll like that before? Oh. Gesturing to Connie.
She gestured to Connie. Wow.
I mean, those two should link up.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be
they
wonderful?
They would be quite a pair.
Oh, if dolls could have sex.
All right, we'd like to finish with one more post, and you can weigh in here, Ari, if you'd like to.
Yes. This one, oh boy.
This one is submitted by Corey Routercus?
It's got to be Routercus.
It's got to be Routercus. So it's Routercus.
Of the Dignity Falls Routercuses?
Yes. Strange experience last night. I live in Dignity Heights, right off of Chester A. Arthur and Crabapple Highway. Around 10, it doesn't say a.m. or p.m. So that's up to you, Brent. That's going to make you crazy. Yes. I was in my backyard and I heard a ticking noise. It would get louder and then softer. Finally, it was right over my house and I think it was owls. But I've never heard owls tick like that. My mother was here in the kitchen, so I yelled at her to come out quickly and she heard it too. We could see them flying around and they finally headed east away from the house, but it was so strange we could see them in the dark. It was almost like they were glowing. Typically in the dark, you see a bird for just a few seconds.
That's typical.
That's a thing.
Yeah. It's standard.
But we could see it for a long time, even far away. Very strange indeed. I don't typically pay attention to anything like this, but it was very odd. Has anyone ever heard an owl tick? Or did anyone else hear or see this too? I know there were at least two, but it could have been three or four.
So maximum four.
Maximum four. Maximum four yes. Ticking owls. Now, obviously, minimum my first two. Question
all right.
is to actually ask, has anyone heard a ticking owl? I mean, these were not owls. These were not owls, whatever they said. I think they were bats. I'm just going to come out and say it. I think this person saw bats.
Like a clicking
yes.
sound. Yes.
And you know, they are very easy to see. They flap a lot. And I mean, listen, I don't know what they're talking about by saying you really only see a bird for a couple seconds at night.
Well, I have no problem with that at all. When you look at it, when you see a bird at night,
how long
and they fly up? Away, max 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
You can still see them.
If you look up from your phone, maybe you'll see them a little longer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wise words for us all, Ari.
she's settled in now.
I think they were military grade drones.
Oh,
that's interesting. What makes you think that? The ticking?
Well, sounds.
Sounds.
Visibility. And I think this person has enemies.
What makes you say that?
Well, just the overall tone of that message. Calling things strange. This seems like kind of a judgmental person. Maybe they have enemies.
So, okay, granted, let's grant that the person has enemies.
Yeah.
Because they're so judgmental. But if they don't know the owls, if they don't know the owls are drones, and they just see these ticking owls that they can see for more than 3 seconds at night, don't you think they're within their rights to say that's strange?
No.
Asked and answered.
Asked and answered. I mean, there were two choices there.
There were. There really were.
Here's what I think might be going on. If this person truly does mean ticking.
Yeah.
Because that because
it's as if
clicking.
They don't understand the word ticking. They yes. use the wrong word. I think so.
What's that, Doug?
I think I'm with you. If I know where you're going.
I bet you do, Doug.
Yeah.
I want to say in the early 80s, there was a movie called Clash of the Titans.
Oh.
And it starred Harry Hamlin, who would later be the star of L.A. Law and one of those housewife shows.
Married to Lisa Rinna.
That's there right. you go. That's how she knows it.
He made the pasta.
That's right. And then it's not about the pasta. But then also Lord Laurence Olivier in one of his final screen roles playing Zeus.
Oh, wow.
And in this movie, because it had come out after the film Star Wars had been such a huge success, they decided, we got to get a robot in there. And so they had a character named, I think, Bebo. Or Bubo. And he was a mechanical owl that someone had sent to Harry Hamlin's Perseus to accompany him on his journeys. And
anything.
That was supposed to be like Star Wars?
It was their attempt to modernize.
Because it was a robot. They just thought, people like robots. We'll put one
like
in there.
Robots, throw
we'll
robot
do
in.
As well as Star Wars.
Yes.
And I do remember that movie was not a hugely successful movie, but in Dignity Falls, it was the number one movie.
Oh, yeah.
For the next 4 years. People in this town could not get enough of that movie. And I remember me and some of my little buddies, we all tried to build a robot owl.
Of course.
And I think some of the kids were successful. And I think those robot owls are still flying around Dignity Falls to this day.
That they've sort of become, it's an actual sort of group of owls that are just somehow still motoring
around. I don't know about a group, four max.
Right. Four max. We wouldn't call that a group. What do you call a group of owls?
A quartet. Oh no, you call them a parliament of owls.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that one, yes. Burnt. I knew he would know that.
You know what they call a group of crows?
Murder of crows.
A murder.
That's how Sting says it.
He managed to make it one syllable that time.
I'm not sure that's what I meant when I said that. I think he infuses a lot into just one word, I guess. Not necessarily syllables, just a lot of emotion. You like Sting, Ari?
I'm not really into music.
You just like the talking in between the music.
Which is Ryan banter. Seacrest.
Oh, I love banter.
The banter.
I love hosting.
Period. Right. You should go to England because it's nothing but hosting and good banter.
Banter.
Good chat.
They have presenters.
Presenters. That's right.
I love that. And everybody looks just so insane.
I do like that presenter makes it sound like you're doing more, you know, than just reading.
I think it makes
hosting.
It seem like less.
Really?
Because it's sort of like presenter implies to me,
it just sounds fancier.
Here it is, and then they leave.
I guess, yes, host implies, if you're hosting
host
the party,
host has to be there the whole
work.
Time, yeah.
Maybe it just sounds more fancy.
It sounds dignified.
Yes, maybe that's what I'm trying to get at.
Presenter has better posture.
Presenter has better posture.
Host is doing the dishes after it's over.
Okay, but back to the clicking
yeah, back
owl
to the ticking
parliament.
Owls. Yes. So that's my theory.
Your theory is that it's those
it's the robot owls
that
kids
still
built.
Were okay. I guess I just see what's so weird is all I zero in on is my mother was in the kitchen and I immediately want to know what the story is with this person and his mother, her mother,
I yelled
it's
at her
from
to
James
come out quickly.
M. I
she
just
heard it too.
I just immediately want to know what the story is there. See, I feel like I look between the lines like you do with the crime, Ari, yeah. That I feel like that's the part that you skip over when you should really go back and look at it.
And doesn't it feel like they're providing a little too much information?
I do. That is a lot of information.
My mother was in the kitchen and I yelled out for her and she came out quickly. Who cares? You're lying.
Oh my goodness. There it is.
There's Bubo, who's the robot owl.
Now, you would see that for more than... You would see that all, for a lot longer than 4 seconds. It was
oh,
flying.
My God. 8 seconds.
Yes. So I don't know if it's that, because don't you think that would be... Unless... Because that one is like silver. It's like titanium, or I don't know what it's made of, but it's not
gold.
Black. That would be shiny. Wait, go back. Did he say it was shiny?
Go back. Did he say it was shiny?
Can we go back? Can we pull up the post again?
Glowing.
Glowing! Burnt, maybe you're right. Ah! Sorry, that's the arm I tried getting out of the coffin with, and my shoulder has never recovered.
I do apologize. I didn't realize that was your coffin shoulder.
It was just doing that for like an hour. I was buried alive, Ari. I don't know if you know. I really needed you. Where were you when I needed you?
Underground.
You were too.
Oh, wow, we have that goodness. In common. We should all just keep being friends.
That's a nice sentiment.
It really is a nice sentiment.
Well, I think I honestly think that is the best guess. I really do, Brent. I think that you've nailed it.
Thank
I really
you.
Do. I also always love that when something happens in the middle of the night and it sounds like a one-time event. I don't know. It just seems like it's one of those one-time things. But then he asks, did anyone else see it? Which is just, it's always, it could have been weeks ago. It could have, you might just be reading it now.
It's
you
true.
Know, there's no way to sort of catch up in real time on this app sometimes.
It's very true. Although it does say one day ago.
No, well, in this case, it does. But still, it sounded like a once in a lifetime, you know, like when someone sees a UFO and everyone says, well, did anyone else see it? But I feel like there would be millions of posts if everyone saw ticking owls, but only this person saw it.
It's kind of magical in a way.
I guess it is a little magical.
Yeah. Magical? What do you think?
Big time.
Well, it seems like we might have solved that one. We don't always get to solve them.
That's true. We don't always get to solve
we
them.
We really don't.
But this
well,
one...
I wonder if it's a certain someone's influence.
I think so. Someone
a
in a borrowed
made.
Heirloom hat. It also looks...
Actually wearing a hat, but mine. But mine's tipping a hat. Well, that's a good note to go out on. Well,
sure is.
Ari, thank you so much for being here. Of course, we want to thank everyone here at Dynasty Typewriter.
Thank you, and thank you to Doug.
Thank you to Doug. Come on, I'll take a bow, Doug. He's got his nice shirt on. There he is. We did an actual... Greg
wow.
He bows at
he
each
bows
of us. Oh, I see. All right, folks. Well, I wish we could tell you that we know where season 5 of The Neighborhood Listen is going to be, but we don't yet.
It's coming.
But
it's
it
coming.
Is coming. We're gonna start recording.
Sure are. Yay!
We're doing another episode tomorrow, so we'll see. Eventually, you'll be able to hear it.
You will.
But thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
I can't remember how we end the show.
Oh, well, we say that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank
Let's
you.
All do it. You say you do your part. Say goodbye.
Well, thank
Sorry, you go back up a bit. That's right.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you at home for watching the live stream, and thank you to the people in the future who are listening to this. And we'll see you next time for another episode of The Neighborhood Listen. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. Oh. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Mitra Johari. The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.